Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast, brought to you today by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'll discuss the Internet of Things, changing the way we do business. The Internet of Things is all about merging data and content and apps to help your business anytime, anywhere. So let's invite our technology expert, Matt Miles, to join us for a lively discussion about how your company can experience the impact of the Internet of Things, so much so that you may not even recognize your business in 10 years. The Internet of Things has become a growing topic of conversation inside businesses as technology is moving faster with Wi-Fi everywhere. There's beacons, there's near-field communications, apps galore. Matt, we are so happy you're here to kind of dive into this for us. So I'd like to start off by asking you, what in the heck is the Internet of Things?
Well, thanks, Chuck. The Internet of Things means a lot of things to a lot of different people. To me, it means connectivity across all of the devices that you use. So as we think about how the Internet's getting faster and faster and in more and more places, how does the Internet of Things, all the things that are using that we use every day, just become a part of our life?
So in your vast experience in dealing with this Internet of Things, how is this impacting companies today? And I'm sure you've got tons of examples and stories to share with us.
Well, yes, I could talk all day about this.
And let's try to keep it to, you know, one or two stories.
All right. Today's consumers expect a data-driven experience.
Sure.
What they want is to have that same experience when they're online to follow them into the business that they're doing. So being able to expand your touch points is what the Internet of Things allows us to do.
I see. Okay. So what are the implications that you see for companies and how they do business as it relates to this?
Well, I'm a glass half full person.
Okay. As long as there's something in the glass, right?
As long as there's something in the glass, and preferably not water. The Internet of Things provides us with more opportunities.
Okay.
It allows us to touch customers more often in different ways, where they're at, the way they want to communicate. And we all like to do business different ways. So the Internet of Things puts our message, our marketing opportunities, in lots of different places. And with more and more devices talking to each other, which is what the Internet of Things is, that all seamlessly flows together.
So why would you, I guess, why would marketers need to adapt to the Internet of Things?
Well, marketers are all about a brand and helping promote a brand.
Right.
And a brand is more than just a name, it's an experience. So being able to take that marketing know-how and apply it across all of these different touch points is critical. And this new technology, which is not new technology, it's just a new application of technology.
Okay.
Allows us to do that.
So does this mean that people should change the way they go about communicating? And I would think so, but how would they do that?
Well, conversations and attention spans are shorter, but they're more frequent. So we're able to talk less, but get it out more often. So it's very critical that marketers are applying the data they know about customers so that that very short message is of interest to the consumer. And the data that we drive from all these different things, how they're used, where they're at, help us do that.
Okay. So I know that you have some examples of companies that are really good with being innovative and, you know, with new products and services for this data-driven society that we're immersed in. Which companies stand out in your mind that are good at this?
So if you want to talk about a company that uses the Internet of Things, it's the Apple retail environment.
Okay, yeah.
One of the most successful retailers in the world.
Sure. They kind of have to be, right? I mean, they're in that space.
Well, unlike a lot of technology companies, they are in the retail environment and have a very successful model. That model's driven by allowing the consumer to experience the Apple store the way they want. I can have the traditional shopping experience, walk in, meet with a salesperson, see the service or product that I'm looking at, touch it, play with it, and then go through a traditional process. Or I can walk into the store, find what I want with my needs, and then check out myself.
Is that so they can justify their high prices? Is that why they do that?
No, I think the pricing point is a completely different issue, Chuck.
So any other companies that you think that do a good job at this?
Well, one of the early adopters and somebody who's gotten very, very good at it is Amazon.
Mm.
We're all used to their predictive shopping experience. Using your history, what you've looked at, and what you've actually bought, they're constantly identifying for you things you might be interested in. They've expanded that not just with improved shortened service, but also in more touch points. Again, that banner ad that's following along because it knows what you were looking at.
Right.
These are the things that help a marketer get that message across, and at the end of the day, sell a service or a product.
Big brother-ish, creepy, but yet almost vital to make sure that that experience that you're looking for is intact, right? I mean, it's the coolness factor, but yet creepy. But in order for you to have that experience, they kind of have to be a little bit big brother, right?
Well, it depends. The key for any business that's going to use data about a customer is that they have to give the customer the reality that their data is safe.
Mm-hmm.
More and more today, especially with the younger generation that's coming up, we're willing to give up a little of that privacy for the convenience and the service that it offers.
Sure.
But they have to have the feeling that the company is respecting that data,
right,
and that privacy. And so being very open with your policies and sharing only when appropriate is an important part of using data smartly.
There's a lot of trust involved there for the customer.
As long as there's value back right. to the customer right. from the data, and the customer can see that.
Sure.
And you give the customers that don't want that experience the opportunity to opt out, then you're providing all of those flavors to all of your customers.
So how do you think the Internet of Things will be a disruptor for how we conduct business going forward?
Well, all change disrupts. So
true.
It's the opportunity to learn from these changes and then use them in a way that best fits your business. So marketers have always provided the opportunity to help a business from A to B, bring customers in the door, and then get customers that are in the door to buy or more of their services. The Internet of Things just provides us with more opportunities to do that. But I have to refine my message and keep it shorter because the attention span is less.
So in the signage world, how can signs and graphics be more intelligent and relevant and data related?
We use technology about key aspects of the customer in digital signage. Digital signage is a way to make signage change based on the time of the day, the type of location, the weather. So all of these data points can be used to target a message so that your message is getting to the right person at the right time. Also, we use a tool called 3M.
Visual attention software?
Yes, exactly. This tool allows you to take a static sign, something we've done, and apply the same data technology to effectively design a better sign.
And I think that's interesting, too. And it's, might go into my next question, which is how can marketers kind of harness the power of the Internet of Things? But it sounds like with this information that companies are able to gain from their customers and the time of day and everything else, they can direct that marketing message specifically for that audience so it relates better.
That's right? Exactly right, Chuck. The ability to take the information you know about the customer and make it valuable back to the customer. And then again, as we spoke, security around that data.
Right.
And as long as that value is getting across, I'm going to consume it.
Well, Matt, this is all very interesting. Is there anything that you would like to leave our audience with today, a main takeaway about today's topic of the Internet of Things?
Well, I suggest that change is always going to happen.
Sure.
And that those companies that are evolving with the new technologies that are available will see benefit long term. The example, Blockbuster and Netflix. One company that didn't adjust to technology, and another that took advantage of it.
I'm trying to guess which one was that. Matt, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for your expertise and insight into this topic of the Internet of Things. I'm Chuck Kaler, and this has been the B2B Visual Digest with more ways to tell your brand story. And thanks to you for joining us today as we wrap up another episode of the B2B Visual Digest brought to you by Fast Signs International. Tune in next time for another exciting and informative episode in our podcast series.